T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And golf was a big part of the weekend. Later start times, so you could get your stuff done early and then watch golf all afternoon, all night, which I think Brian Kozu would have done. And the one of the hosts of Tee to Green here on WGR joins us on the Western Hotline. Good morning, Mr. Kozu. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
My text was wrong. I thought for sure with 7 guys tied for 10 under on the back 9, maybe one guy was in the clubhouse. I texted Brian and I thought for sure that thing was headed to a playoff. How did that not happen?
I was totally with you. I was like, there's no way that out of 7 guys that one alone is going to be able to separate.
Yeah.
But boy, did Colin Molinari do it down the stretch. I mean, the drive on the 16th hole that ends up getting that eagle putt to go in, I mean, that was incredible stuff. I mean, every guy had a crack at that hole, and some of them were a little more successful, some of them were not, but he was the only one that was perfect on it, and that was the one that really gave him the win.
Hmm. Who is Colin Morikawa?
Well, he is a player that just essentially came onto the tour. He has now 3 wins compared to just 1 missed cut. He actually had a cut streak going to start his career in the low 20s that was rivaling Tiger, and then he ended up missing a cut. Tiger, I think his record's 25 when he started off his career. So he had gotten off to a good start. He had gotten quite a bit of amateur kind of talk while he was at Cal where he played. He decided to stay, though, at school for 4 years. A lot of guys, when they are as good as Morikawa has been, like Woods and Spieth and guys like that who have played in their school, like Woods at Stanford, Spieth at Texas, they tend to come out and turn pro golf at an early age, just like in other sports. But Morikawa decided to stay. He thought, hey, he's definitely, you can tell, rooted and got kind of a lot of family influence. He said, look, at education, still my number one thing and all that sort of stuff. You can see he's got a very mature attitude for a guy being so young at 23, but his golf career is even younger than what a 23-year-old. Most guys that are this good would have started at, like, you know, 20 or 21. So in terms of his professional career, he's only played in 29 professional events, and he's got 3 wins already, which is pretty impressive. When Tiger won his first major, that 97 Masters, that historic win, it was his, ironically enough, his 29th event. So in terms of timeline played on the PGA Tour, he's got his first major just like Tiger did at the same time.
I think I always I think we tend to, in sports, jump too quickly to anoint the next great young talent. Having said that, not just Colin Morikawa, Brian, because there were names on the leaderboard that you would know, I wouldn't know. But is there a, like, do you see, is he part of like a new wave of that, the low 20 to mid 20s group of golfers? Is there a new wave of stars on the tour right now emerging?
I think so. I mean, Matthew Wolff, a guy that finished in 4th and played in that charity event for COVID back in May with Ricky Fowler and Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson. I mean, he's gaining popularity. He's got that little twitch before his swing for all the that maybe you watched yesterday. And he hits it a mile. He hits it as far as anybody on tour. He was leading in driving after the first 2 rounds. He finished tied for 4th. He's got a win already. I mean, we've mentioned DeChambeau. I mean, he's mid-20s, but I guess I'm definitely still counting him in that young mix. Xander Schauffele's such a young, good player. Patrick Cantlay's a young, good player. And obviously, you can throw Morikawa now into that mix. All these players were inspired by watching Tiger Woods, and you can hear, you know, what they've been talking about that he's definitely been a guy that they've been kind of looking up to. Justin Thomas is still super young, and he's almost had almost like Hall of Fame career numbers already. He's almost in his own league in terms of these young and upcoming players. But what Morikawa did is pretty amazing. He shot 65-64. It's the best two finishing rounds in major championship history. So he clearly deserved it. There was a lot of guys that played great. I thought Paul Casey played tremendous. I thought Matthew Wolf played tremendous. Jason Day and Tony Finau. Finau on the weekend went 67-66. I mean, DeChambeau went 66-66. That's amazing with how firm these greens were. I mean, it wasn't easy. But what Morikawa was able to do, really impressive. And kudos to the PGA for how they set it up. I mean, to have that dramatic, drivable 16th hole, to have some of these holes where guys had a chance to have that risk reward. I mean, that's all you're really looking for. It is there going to be drama? Is there risk reward? Is there the strategy? And obviously the drama was there. And you're right. It was shaping up at one point to think like we were going to have a 6 or 7 man playoff. It was pretty wild.
Hey, a two part question about Dustin Johnson. First, what'd you think of what Brooks Koepka had to say about him? And then the second part, so he's won a major, but he's had, what, I don't know, 5 or something runner-ups in majors. I saw the stat about when he leads after the third round, he's now 0-4 in terms of closing out the major. So what about what Koepka said, and what is the book or the reputation or whatever? What are people saying about Dustin Johnson?
I was surprised Koepka said it because of who he was talking about. I'm not. Koepka is pretty open about just saying whatever he wants to say, and that's kind of the brashness of him. He's not wrong. I mean, there was a lot of players that had not won a major ever. The only guys that were in the top 10 going into the day were Jason Day, who has one major, and Dustin Johnson, who has won, but as you've mentioned, has had trouble. And the reason why I was more surprised about kind of how he mentioned DJ is that supposedly they're buddies. They work out together. They've got the same swing coach. So I was kind of surprised that he would say that. I mean, I know Koepka just kind of says what he feels like. A lot of people said yesterday karma caught up with him. He had the second worst round out of the 70-some golfers that played yesterday. He shot a 74. And a lot of people thought he was going to be the guy that would have won yesterday. He was only, what, one or two back going into the day. So it was definitely a bad round. I did not expect Koepka to play that badly. Dustin Johnson's got over 21. He's got 21 wins. He's got a major. He should have won that major, that PGA Championship at Whistling Straits. Remember, everybody, at that last hole, he stood in, like, sand that had a crowd on it, and then they ruled it to be a bunker, and he didn't take a penalty, and then he lost in the playoff. Like, he should have, too. I thought that was a garbage ruling from years ago. But, I mean, Dustin Johnson won 3 weeks ago. I'm sure his record, he'd like to be better in majors, but I still think he's an incredible player, and he's a Hall of Famer, so I don't have anything negative to say about him.
Final thing, we had you on Friday, and I know one of the things you talked about was Tiger's putter, because the story had emerged that going into the tournament, he was changing his putter, and on Thursday he did really well, and we asked you about it on Friday. And then nothing, right? Like, the story of his tournament was he couldn't make any putts over the weekend, right?
Yeah. He, you know, Is he finishes minus one. Could he have made up 12 strokes? Likely not, but boy, I could just rattle off a handful right now where I could say, man, he should have made that. He always makes that. He normally makes that. So there was definitely something wrong. The pace, he was just not handling right. He said the greens looked faster than what they were rolling. He has been vocal in his career. He doesn't like putting on greens that are slower. I don't know if maybe he thought they were going, he was wanting them to be faster than they were, but he definitely struggled. I think overall he has to be thinking, all right, I finished 37th. I haven't played again, barely at all.
Yeah.
And if he rolls in some putts, he at least goes into the weekend with a thought of thinking, okay, I'm in contention to win. And on Friday, I thought he actually really played great, minus the putter. He put himself in a chance to maybe make 5-6 birdies. He just missed them all. So figure out the putter, and maybe his game is there here as we go into the FedEx Cup playoffs here over the next few weeks.
So, all right, next major is next month, U.S. Open?
Yep. So one more, I guess you call it regular tour stop this week, the Wyndham Championship, and then there's the 3 weeks of playoffs, which they originally had on the schedule for this time of the year anyway, trying to get it done before the NFL started. Then late September is the U.S. Open, and early November is the Masters.
Lovely. Love it. Two more majors. Very good. All right. Thanks, Mr. Kozel. Hope you enjoyed all the golf over the weekend, sir.
Thank you, Howard. Looking forward to watching my Orioles storm back to take the AL East now.
Wasn't even going to say anything, Brian. Didn't even want to go there.
I know I did. So.
Didn't even want to go there, buddy. I was trying to be quiet about it. I got off to a good start. I lost track since they were like 5-2 or 5-3.
Yeah, they're mellowing out. Let's just say.
All right. Well, I'm not in much better shape. So, with my team,
I won't bring up your team either.
Thanks for sparing me the stress. They're on a two-game winning streak, so I love them again.
You get sucked in. It doesn't take much.
No, I'm Lucy. I'm Charlie Brown with the football. Every time Lucy spots that ball, I swear to God, I'm going to kick it. But, well, one day, you never know.
You'll get it one of these days.
Sure, that's what I'm living on. Thanks, Brian. Nice to talk to you, sir.
Guys.
Okay, Brian Kozel with us on the Western Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.